next on the GNM Family Market phone line to talk a little Boston sports. Well, it's our friend Gary Tanguay of Comcast Sportsnet New England. Mr. Tanguay, good day, sir.
Hey, Richie, how you doing?
Well, I'm great, and first I want to compliment you on your skilled work with a garlic bulb.
Yeah, you know, doing a little belfry work. Did you see the one with the old high school uniform?
I did. I like that a lot, yes.
Yeah, that one's really popular. That was 1979, as I said. I was 15 years old when I actually fitted one. And the problem is now I got to kind of live up to that one. Like the garlic one today, that was okay. But I got to live up to that thing I was trying to wear. It's tough, you know, it's tough.
Now, I've known you a long time. Now, not since you were in high school, but, well, actually, yes, I knew you when you were a junior.
Yeah, Boy State.
Yeah, and, I mean, you're in better shape now than you were then.
I would say yes, but it was still a tight fit.
Well, that's because of that muscle you've put on up in your shoulders. And
Yeah. Okay, sure. That's fine.
That's what it is.
Yes, I am in better shape than I was when I was just a beer-drinking co-ed at Delta Upsilon fraternity at the University of Maine in Oregon. Yes.
Yeah, and I may have contributed to your delinquency, but I'm not going to talk about that.
No, you contributed to the delinquency.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Exactly. Well, my gosh.
They said, never drink with your boss. I said, what? This guy's fun.
Yeah, he's my boss. Are you kidding me? He didn't know anything. And here we are today. Well, let's see. Where to begin in the Boston sports world? What a crazy week. And I guess we start with the winter meetings and the Red Sox. Has Dombrowski got other things to do that he needs to take all of the deals in one day and then be done?
I think he's okay. If Carson Smith can come back and pitch healthy in the bullpen, they address the bullpen. They address first base, taking over for Ortiz with a combination of Moreland and Hanley Ramirez. They brought in Sale, who obviously... he's a terrific pitcher. And they only give up, when I say only, I mean, Mankata's could be, I mean, he could be great. I mean, he could be a five-time MVP. He could be a 15-year All-Star. Who knows? But they didn't give up anybody on the big league roster or in the starting lineup, if you will. It wasn't a bet. They didn't give up a Bradley. They didn't give up a Bogarts. They didn't give up a Benintendi. You know, those guys were established. So I thought it was a great deal. I don't think he has that much left to do. I mean, it's just maybe if he can shore up the bullpen in any way.
Right.
I mean, heck, you got Porcello, you got Price, now you got Sale. Hopefully, you know, Rodriguez is better. You got seven starting pitchers. So I think they're in pretty good shape.
Now, do you agree with the people who are concerned that he's somehow gutted the minor league system?
No. I mean, I heard Maz talking about that the other day. Jesus. I'm like, for God's sakes, man. You know, we don't have to have something to bitch about all the time. You know, the one thing about CEO and Ben Sherrington is they did a very good job with the minor league system, and you saw that with the Cubs, with CEO. And from what I've been told, and, you know, I talked to Lou Maloney here, and, you know, it's still well-stocked. But, again, you know, Bradley's 27, and Benintendi's a kid. He's your left fielder. Betts was an MVP candidate. He's a kid. Bogarts is a kid. You know, I wish they had some young pitching, and I know that they took some heat when they made the deal with San Diego for, what's his face?
Pomerantz.
Pomerantz. They gave up Espinoza. He's a pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Have I lost my mind?
Yeah.
No, he's not a pitcher.
Yeah.
No, he's not a pitcher. Is he a pitcher?
Yeah, he was their number one prospect, yeah.
Yeah, Espinoza's a pitcher. Thank you. I've been corrected by many people here. So, you know, but he was a single-A guy.
Right.
You know,
he's 18 years old.
You know, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, that's one thing. I wish they had somebody at AAA knocking on the door to go into the rotation. You know, they don't have that. But they went out and spent the money to get, you know, three number one. I mean, they have Sale, Price, and Porcello. I mean, those are three number ones right now. What the hell else do you want?
I'm with you on that. Absolutely.
There's really nothing to complain about. Yeah. Really, the big story down here, and we started talking about it, Steve Hamlin, who's just sitting behind me, who just corrected me on the pitcher thing, and Jim Avendale, as soon as the Chris Sale thing, the deal went down, these guys started talking about, geez, you think the Red Sox are getting ready to sell? And then today in the Herald, there was an article about, you know, why John Henry would want to sell in 2020. He'd be 71 years old. Does he want to pay $300 million to Xander Bogarts? You know, are they making one big run? And maybe that's true, you know? And maybe maybe they're pouring it all into to winning now with the intention 4 years of getting out. But whether that's the case or not, I mean, the Red Sox should always play to win now. I don't care. They really should. I mean, they got the money. They got the pockets. Look what they did. You know, they wasted money on Rusty Castillo. Doesn't bat an eye. They spent, what, $63 million to get Moncada.
Right.
Total, you know, and then, you know, they ship him out. $217 on Price. You know, I mean, you're talking like money's not a problem. So they should always be in the hunt.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Patriots 10-2, one of the shakier 10-2s it would seem a team could be. But then in a league where, frankly, nobody's very good, are they still the team to beat in the AFC?
I think so. Well, yeah, because of the quarterback. But I think I'm excited about this Monday because when I came in to do Patriots Wednesday Live, I was thinking about the game on the way in, and I went, oh, my God, this is kind of like the first. This is kind of like the good old days, and Belichick said it. It's like division week. When Peyton was with the Colts and Polian was the GM, it was Colts week, and it was a big week around here. People talked about it constantly, and it was just a big week. And the Jets, when Rex was down there, and they were a threat, it was a big week. Parcells, the Jets, it was a big week. And this week feels like that. You know, Harbaugh is still, you know, whining about the way Bill had the, you know, ran the offense against him last time with the ineligible thing. Harbaugh and Belichick don't like each other. Suggs doesn't like anything with the Patriots. I mean, there's some real, you know, hatred there. There's the Ravens ratting out the Pats with the Deflategate, giving the Colts a heads up. So it's good old-fashioned NFL hatred, which is good for business. So I think it's going to be a really good game. The Patriots should win this game. Yeah, I think they're the best team in the AFC, but they're not the same team, Rich, that we thought they would be. They're grinders right now to me. You know, when you have two touchdowns against the Rams, and you have to have four field goals, and to me, that's kind of sad. And I know the Rams' defense is better than their offense, obviously, but, you know, the Rams at home, and you only put up two touchdowns, you know, they're sputtering a little bit. So hopefully that doesn't happen on Monday. And they're grinding it out. I think they have to grind out the rest of the season as opposed to, I just thought they were going to be a juggernaut, kill everybody.
Now, not that it matters, though, what their record is at the end of the year. They'll be the division winner. They'll head to the playoffs. But
you got
Ravens, Broncos, Jets, and Miami. So what do they finish? 14-2, 13-3?
Well, they could lose to Baltimore. And then I think they win out. I mean, the Jets gave them a hard time. I think the Jets gave a hard time, so that could be a good game. They should wax Miami. The last year still haunts me. Denver's quarterback isn't. I think the problems in the quarterback end, but they have a very good defense. I think 13-3. They'll probably lose another game. It wouldn't surprise me. I could see them losing another game. They might lose Monday night. I mean, they may lose a game, Rich, and we say, you know what, that was a hell of a game.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're talking to Gary Tanguay, Comcast Sportsnet New England here on Downtown. And we talked with Bob Ryan, your buddy, earlier in the show about this yesterday, the 60th birthday of Larry Bird. What's your favorite Larry Bird memory?
Well, there's Moses in the speech. There's the steal when he gave it to DJ. There's, you know, the back thing when he hit his head against Indy in the playoffs. You know, those are all big. I think probably the Dominique Wilkins game where what he had 63, I think, and Dominique hit 57 or something.
Yeah.
I think that game. You know, that was like a good old fashioned like shootout. That would be my favorite Bird memory. Another one of my favorite Bird memories, did Brian tell you the story about the first time he saw Larry Bird? He and two other writers
Yes.
went to a high school gym to see this guy.
Oh, no, he didn't tell me that. No.
High school or college or an Indiana State game or something. And Oh, yeah. He was like, he was in Chicago. He was coming to Celtics. He was the first guy to see him.
That's right.
So he ends up driving to some cowpoke town in Indiana to see Larry. He was the first guy from Boston to ever see the guy play. So, yeah, Ryan could write. He's got a million Bird stories. Good God.
Any good movies that you've seen lately? I know you're a big movie guy.
Have you seen Bleed for this?
I have not. The Vinny Paz movie, I want to.
Vinny Paz movie looks pretty good. I haven't seen it either. Look out for a certain sports reporter at the beginning, the first 30 minutes. I hear he's pretty good.
Ooh, really?
Interviews Ted Levine, who plays Lou Duva. That was pretty cool. I finally watched On Demand. I finally watched Sully. Yeah, because I don't go to the movies. I don't have time to go to the movies. And I watched Sully, and here's the thing. Did you see it?
I did not.
It's a great on-demand movie. O'Malley, who's a friend of everybody here in New England, plays a great jerk. You know, I text Mike O'Malley. I text him right away. I said, you play a real good a-hole. And the thing about that, this is why Eastwood's great. Eastwood took one little element in like a 24, 48-hour period and made it into a terrific film. You know, now I don't think anybody really thought, you know, Sully was going to get in trouble for not getting the plane back to LaGuardia. So that part is definitely Hollywood. You know, it's drummed up,
right.
But it's a really good story. And Eckhart and Hanks are really, really good. Oh, Hella High Water also. Have you seen that, Hella High Water?
No, I got a 3-year-old. I don't see anything.
Well, I hear you, dude. I mean, that's the one, folks. If you're listening and you're looking for a good on-demand movie, Hella High Water with Chris Pine and Jeff Bridges. It's great. It's great.
A great movie. That's a Western, right?
Kinda. Yeah. I mean, it's great writing. It's a great premise. Bridges is great. It's just a really good, the best thing about it is all the characters are great. You know, no one's perfect, even the bad guys.
Hey, I'm looking
even
at this.
Even the bad guys. You know, the bad guys are doing bad things for a good reason. It's a great movie.
I'm looking at Bleed for this on IMDb, and look at you. You got the impressive color photo now on your IMDb entry.
Rich, man, you know, it's all happening. I also had a chance. I'm going to be, you know, something. It's going to be very interesting. I need to talk to you about this at some point because I was also in a movie about a month ago called Chappaquiddick, and we shot all day. I played an ABC News reporter, and we worked with Jason Clark, who was in Brotherhood. He's a great actor. He's from Australia, and he's thing about the Aussies and the Brits is they have the American accents down like nobody's business. We shot all day at the Boston Public Library, and we did a sit-down interview. He plays Ted Kennedy.
Wow.
And it's about... Jason Clark is in it. Bruce Dern plays Joe Kennedy. Ed Helms plays his best friend. Kate Mara plays Mary Jo Kopechne.
Wow.
And it's a whole Chappaquiddick thing, Rich. And it's really interesting because I don't know how people are going to perceive it because at the beginning, you know, he's a real mess. I mean, and it's not a good situation. I mean, for the first 40 pages of this thing, I mean, Kate Mara's in a car in a river. I mean, it's pretty intense. And then it follows Kennedy's life through that. So it's going to be a great film.
Wow.
You know? And I think, like, you remember that. You're a big history buff.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like how Kennedy, you know, turns it around and becomes the lion of the Senate, right?
Right.
Of the House. I mean, of Congress. And I'm just interested is will people look at him as more heroic, as a guy who turned it around? You know, because I think that's a tough thing to live down. It'll be interesting.
Wow,
nonetheless, I mean, it's not a puff piece. I mean, they tell the real deal.
What sounds
they
great.
Do not. They don't sugarcoat it.
When's it coming out?
I don't know. They're in editing right now. But, yeah, you guys, because I know you're a big history buff. And look for Chappaquiddick, folks.
Absolutely. I will do that. Awesome. Hey, Gary, great talking with you, as always, my friend. If I don't catch up with you before then, hope you and the family have a great Christmas.
You too, Rich. See you later.
You got it. It's Gary Tagway checking in. Comcast Sportsnet New England here on Downtown's 535. Our Boston Insiders come your way every day. Thanks to our friends at Gagan's Pub and Craft Brewery and the Gagan's Tasting Room. Open right now at 34 Abbott Street and Brewer. It's flight night. Sample brews, get your growler filled. Talk to the people who make the beer you love. Gagan's Tasting Room, 34 Abbott Street and Brewer.